A Friday climate change rally in Albany's West Capitol Park was held in solidarity with hundreds of others across the globe as part of the school strike for climate.
Climate change is not a lie! Do not let our planet die!
Climate change is not a lie! Do not let our planet die!
For the past several months, students around the world have joined the Fridays for Future school strike launched last year by Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, whose solitary protests outside her country's parliament generated headlines that helped spur the global youth climate movement. Students from Albany High, Duanesburg, and a host of area schools braved a fierce wind outside the New York State Capitol as they demonstrated, sang, chanted, and heard a variety of speakers, including Shalmont senior and student organizer Audria Dinn.
This is my first time actually taking the reins and organizing, so it was very stressful. It's hard getting insurance, getting in permits, to get really stressful, but it was all worth it.
Sweden's Thunberg used social media to jumpstart the movement that has spawned the hashtags Fridays for Future, Climate Strike, and School Strike for Climate to deliver her message that there is limited time to reverse the effects of climate change. Students rallied around New York State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, a Democrat from the 109th District. She commended members of the Albany Youth Climate Strike for their awareness of climate change, which she labeled a crisis.
Think globally, act locally.
We need these young people to make sure that we're no longer quiet, that we continue to raise awareness and continue to encourage their activism to solve these issues that they're inheriting. They are inheriting this earth, and they're the ones that we need to rise to the challenge to fix these. It is an absolute growing crisis with very scary ramifications. Weather-related disasters alone are now costing hundreds of billions of dollars in this country, let alone the ramifications it's having across the world with the refugee crisis, again, due to weather, droughts, and the collapse of other economies tied to weather will only fuel these problems.
The local students were joined by others in 123 countries as they protested climate inaction by political leaders. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.